Big Brother Niger lockdown season is Lagos!
Picking up from where we left off, who are you?
I can't lie to you. I'm still on my journey. I don't know.
So you are not sure?
No. I'm just trying to figure out what part of me they want. Like, should I be myself or should I be the Lacon that they can understand? You get?
But it's just you and I here. So tell me, who is Lacon?
Hey, Scanny, sir.
I am a god in a human body. No, you will never stop me. I'm taking the mantle from anybody. Sorry, I'm never sorry. I am the guy who could rap any hour, drop beat any flow, and float any hour, sing song any day, tear notes any hour. Shay CD with the boy come close any hour. I am a god in a human body.
Mic check 1212. We're back on the Sample Access podcast. Every Friday this drops. I hope everybody is doing okay, and I hope you're sharing what you listen to with your friends.
It's important to share.
Put it on your WhatsApp status, put it on LinkedIn,
Instagram,
nothing is wrong,
Twitter,
put it on Snapchat, everywhere. Which other applications do we have?
I think that's the one that we use.
Pinterest is not so
popular. Who uses Pinterest?
It's not that so popular.
Man, no.
Yeah, so spread it everywhere. We want you to rate us. We need to get as many people as possible listening. So yeah, spread it on all social media platforms. We're back. And of course, it's the week after the Big Brother. Of course, we're not talking Big Brother here, but
yeah,
we so happen to have a Big Brother
housemate,
not just the housemate, the winner of the competition of the lockdown house.
Yeah.
Who happens to be Nigeria's man of the week? If I don't know if that's
man of the year for a lot of people, you know, man of the year.
But in the news over the last 1 week, I'm sure this guy has done better in terms of popularity or in terms of acceptance
streams
than many people.
So, in terms of being talked about.
I mean, people went to meet him at one point. I don't know. Perhaps it was the place where he was presented with the prize.
Yeah.
And then there were people
in front of the Big Brother house. Yeah, it was really cool.
Outside, and I'm like,
That's a vibe, bro.
What is this fan love thing?
That's a vibe. That's an important thing. It's just the same thing we have with music, you know. Because when you think about it too, sometimes we really love this artist so much. We go to concerts. We're going to stay out. Sometimes
you
stay there for
to
2 hours, 3 hours. Yeah.
Waiting for them.
People, I think entertainment has to just, you know, entertainment is different for everybody, you know. Like,
and
you could be entertained. Like, for some people are always, you know, shouting on social media, they don't watch Big Brother.
Yeah, yeah.
That's their thing. They have other sources of entertainment. Mm-hmm. But for people that watch, you're not against them. Do you? Do you understand?
It's like UFC, for instance.
Yeah.
And it points to this question of all, this concept of fame. UFC, there's a particular handle I see on Twitter who every day is just gassing about UFC. This fighter, that fighter is going to beat this guy, blah, blah,
same
blah.
Same thing, everything, man.
Wrestling, go to boxing, go to football. Football is even crazy.
Football is wild.
Because every day there is a match. So every match day, Twitter shuts down. Go to the trends table. You have 10 players on the first 10. I mean, so why do people attach themselves so much to, you know, the people they are a fan of?
It's just the way it is. That's just been the way. That's how it has
and
been.
It's always been like that.
That's how it has been for a very long time. And when you think about it, that's why we're talking music. We are fans of music. That's why we're here.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're not fans of music, we wouldn't take out our time to talk about samples. I mean, like, everybody that loves music wants to know, why does this sound so different? Why does this sound so unique? Why does it look like I've heard this song before? So, I mean, that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We're like fans too. And that's why we're staying here. We're repping. But we're not just strict to one artist now. We're for everybody.
So
that's how it should be. It's not everything.
Obviously, the fact that we're talking about Lacon, I don't know.
That should signal a vibe. Boom.
Pronunciation of that name is kind of
Lacon. It's Lacon.
Lacon.
She says Lacon. That's the name. I know somebody wrote something.
But
recently
then again, people accept whatever you give them.
Yeah,
no. If you tell them this is your name, they'll get used to it.
I think I saw somebody that was trying to throw a sob at Lacon because it was like, you know something about like having brands and you being an artist. Like your name is like your brand. So you don't want to mess that up. You don't want to give a very weird name.
Yeah.
And then people have like, I don't know, they have to roll their tongues when they want to call your name. But I think Lacon is cool. because he's just trying to not. He's trying. I think he's trying to deviate from the usual. My name is Lekan, so I want to sound completely different.
Like,
and it's cool.
I kind of like it when you are more original. Of course, not to shade the man of the moment. But look at
you shade the man of the moment. You're on your own. Please quote him. Is what I shade the man of the moment.
I mean icons. Speaking of icons and fan love, people are. I'm sure if they hear this, if anybody wants to drag, there will be all this bad energy. I mean, you people don't need that. Love the people you want to love.
Yeah.
And then all that. I was talking about
Lekan
and names.
Oh, okay.
Artists giving themselves sick names.
You wanna have some fun?
Someone tried to make fun of Brighto as well. I mean, your name is Bright. It's too predictable. Don't say Bright. Say Bright, and then like, we can mess with Bright better.
I don't know, man. I think he's just trying to be creative. You know, don't put too much shit. Just put an O in front of your Bright.
Let me just get to originality. Olamide is Olamide. Don't trick it. There is a guy called Daramola.
What if somebody was Olamide before Olamide?
I'm saying that's the way we
she would have needed to change.
That's
the
way we pronounce it. Leave your name the way it is.
Oh,
Olamide, Daramola, Odunsi.
So I'm saying if Lekan was going to have a name, he should have thought
my name
about
is
something
Lekan.
Different.
Yeah, but then again, it's just vibes. Shout out to
Lekan,
the man of the moment.
Yeah,
he's richer. He's 85 million naira richer, so to speak.
Big bucks.
And why I'm even more happy for him is because he has something to push him.
Yeah, the music. And his music is amazing.
Solid. Lekan can perform anywhere now.
Yes.
And he will shut down the show. Four songs.
That would
big songs. Not just
songs.
Four songs.
You think four?
No, come on.
Let's
four
do a quick
big
crap.
Songs.
Let's do a quick crap. A quick crap on songs that you think Lekan will do. First and foremost, before we digress.
That can shut down any show.
Yeah, before we digress completely, we are talking about Lekan. Sorry, you see, it's a real problem. I'm talking about Lekan sampling Naughty by Nature, but we're going to get to it immediately. But we want to just take a quick wrap on what Lekan is about and who is Lekan, the EP.
Yeah.
Came out April 2nd, 2020. And I think it was perfect timing. I don't know. Do you think he knew he was going to go to Big Brother?
I think he knew. Now, in retrospect, I can connect the dots like this man.
Okay, he knew he was going to go to get to Big Brother.
Because just recently I found out that he had dropped an album.
Oh, okay.
YBAG, Young, Black and Gifted.
Oh, wow.
He had dropped an album.
That sounds like Yagi.
Which is even longer. 15 tracks. Songs like 8-11, Success, These Days, Illuminate, Black, Novice. It was already a solid project. YBAG, Young, Black and Gifted. Longer than who is Lekan, so I think he dropped that. Maybe that didn't do well. Obviously, it
didn't do so well. Didn't
do so well
because we didn't know.
And then this year, Baba said, this April 2nd, we're going to drop this.
I feel like apt timing.
I know you signed to maybe a side
Fierce Nation. Yes,
but it looks like someone who is, you know, who has had to use a lot of self-help.
Yeah.
You know, coming up from school. I know you went to
UNILAG. UNILAG is a good place. UNILAG, big ups to UNILAG people, man. Dragging the rap game for a very long time now.
Yeah.
Big ups to them.
Now, I think he calculated. I don't know the true story, but I'd like to believe he calculated that, let me drop this EP and then apply for Big Brother. Because he said it on the last day when Ebuka asked
him. He was just here to
promote, you know, my EP. I just want to promote my song. And then there's something about tenacity. If you know you have this talent and then what you create is solid, just go ahead and push it. Like, knock on doors. Male people.
Yeah.
Take your CD. Okay, CD is too old. From what I get now, Lekan knew that this thing can do well.
It also says a lot about him as a person. Yeah. Because you think okay,
and he's so confident in his craft.
Yeah, dropping content as much as possible is very important, because at some point, like the guy that did the dance with Beyonce on that King Already that she did with Shatta Wale.
I forgot
the guy's a Nigerian guy.
Yeah.
And she said something when they interviewed him, BBC Pidgin. Big ups to those guys, they're making
solid
big moves.
Content.
And they spoke to him and he said one of the things he was doing, even though he wasn't in the country, was putting out content as much as possible. He just knew one way or the other, if your content is good, somebody's going to
find it
somewhere or watch it
and
just say, oh, this is really cool. It's like somebody's coming up now. I don't know whether we should talk about her, a girl that was part of Access Star something. I don't know whether you noticed it. Yeah, she's a new girl. I don't really know her name yet, but she did a song Love Yourself by Justin Bieber.
Okay.
She did it for one of the, I think it was one of their audition tapes.
Yeah.
And it was a really good take.
She didn't make it to the top.
She was third position. She got third.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually in the whole competition. Solid. But like she wasn't known. I checked her followers on Twitter. It was like 100 and something. As at the time I was talking.
Yeah.
I was talking about it yesterday or day before yesterday. And now she's getting waves. It's because she had content already.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing with Lekon. Lekon had stuff
music
out
was
there
already.
Music was
and
there.
And he had features, a lot of features in the background. Like that didn't blow up.
I don't want to throw shit at anybody, but I would say there are a couple of people that have been in those positions and they'll claim they are musicians. I have
and
nothing to show
for
it.
There's no content to go back.
Not even one thing we
the
can show
The night
for it.
Big Brother started, when people saw who is this electrified
they went
guy?
On immediately and they
who
checked up.
Who is this
up.
Weird guy who
and
came
then
in
he
with?
Said he's an artist and
then
checked
his,
up. And
his
you saw
friends brought out
he saw eight
EP.
Songs and yeah. then from eight songs our fears just blew up from
and
nowhere.
And then within 4 days you were counting streams like
I mean,
in thousands.
I'm going to say the truth. I wasn't part of people that heard it from the very first go. You know,
every time.
Yeah.
Every night at the party.
I remember the first time I heard the whole EP. It was you that made me listen to that whole EP. I think third or fourth week into Big Brother or so, maybe say fifth week. But I'd listen to Fierce Nation, I listen to Hip Hop Ray, I've listened to all the stuff.
When I saw this guy went all the way to feature Chinko,
Ekwan,
and
Reminis, Alaga.
Man, this boy is not joking.
He's not joking.
He's
coming
to
fire.
Like, he knew eventually I'm going to blow. I don't know what he's going to take, but
yeah.
let me start making these moves. Like,
yeah.
I talked about the Young, Black, and Gifted EP or album that he dropped maybe last year or 2 years before now. Shows, and these are not bad songs, by the way. These are solid songs. Baba they rap legit. This is not I'm trying to
I'm all the way from vibe. AJ I'm moving on to the city or something like that. No
rhymes and
yeah.
he's very intelligent, so I think he knew that I have this good material, but I need the world to listen.
Whatever
I'm going to take, I'm going to the Big Brother house. I'm sure he had a little fan base before.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have like small
and then
following.
From there it started growing into
massive
solid
growth,
fan
massive
base.
Growth.
So yes indeed, let's get to Who is Lekon the EP. The reason we are talking about Lekon on the Sample Access podcast is because the popular song, one of his most popular songs right now, Hip Hop Ray, is a kind of a sample.
No, don't say kind of a sample, don't be nice. It was a sample because
it's a sample.
This is a bite. You when you bite something, we said something in the very first episode of Sample Access podcast. If you take a medley and you just repeat it, take a word, you loop it, it's a sample.
What
and this one is like hip hop. Hooray, the vibe, the hip hop hooray sound,
the
everything,
title of the, song.
The title of the song, the way the song was taken, even though there was a new Nigerian feel to it. Shout out to Iko the Great for doing a wonderful job with producing the song.
And then Deshino.
And Deshino did amazing. I don't even know him. I don't know him, but like, this is. He made the hip hop
good
sound.
Stuff. We rise by lifting others.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't know a lot of the guys featured on this guy's EP, but because of Lekon.
Yeah, especially.
Now I know Deshino.
Yusuf,
Tinu. In fact,
Yusuf,
I got Yusuf
Cambia.
Yusuf Kambai.
Is it Cambia? I think it's Cambia.
Yusuf Kambai. I'm definitely sure. So, when your friend goes up and you're attached to your friend, you're likely, of course, if you're a good friend, he's going to bring you up. So
true.
Lekon is coming up with a few of his friends who were with him on that EP.
I think I want to listen to Deshino or do something else.
Yeah.
Just because of Lekon.
By the way, shout out to a guy called Fresco. Is it Free School or Fresh School? Is a solid hook guy for hip hop songs. He did a hook for Hot Ice on one of the songs, No Enemies. I know he has had a song with Oxlade. These guys are on the come up and they are doing a lot
big
of
ups, big ups
amazing
to them.
Stuff.
Big
so
ups to them.
Who is Lekon the EP? What's your perception of that project?
Well, I like the project. I do because I really try to listen. I wouldn't lie to you because of the whole hype. With the project, I don't like listening to projects when they have hyped it, because I would literally have no say. I have a couple of projects I would like to talk about like that, but maybe later on. So this project already got a lot of hype, you know. So I said okay, I was going to go into this with an open mind and not try to castigate or point out flaws or something. So I listened and I picked out a couple of songs that I really liked. I think first one for me was actually Hip Hop Ray, and it was because it sounded familiar. I mean, I'm an old soul.
Yeah.
I love songs like
Everybody Knows.
Yeah. I love songs like Naughty by Nature, Hip Hop Ray. So when I heard it, I'm like, okay, this is solid. I also like Narcos. Narcos was really nice. I was weird that I didn't know I would like a song like Narcos, but I mean, like, I think I like the way Yusuf Kambai. I love the way he actually took the chorus for Narcos. He was really, you know, saying Caliente, and I'm like, wow, this sounds very unique, fresh to the ear. We know a lot of hip hop artists in Nigeria do great stuff with like taking all that like sounds and making it their own, but I really like that for a guy that is new on the block. And also, what other song? I love My Motivation. But I think Motivation, I think one of the reasons why I really like Motivation is because people had hyped it for me already.
Well, people didn't hype it when I listened. It wasn't in the conversation.
Yeah.
But when I listened to Motivation, the song wasn't in, it wasn't in the Lakon conversation on Twitter or anywhere. People were talking about Hip Hop Parade, they were talking about Fierce and
Hip Hop Parade, the jam.
Yeah.
Jam.
But
jam.
When I listened to Motivation, I'm like, yo, he's speaking some, I mean, it was hype, it was saying,
talking about people, shout out to all the people behind the scenes. Shout out to the guys that are on Go Slow,
the hard workers, people
amazing stuff.
I could relate to that because this is like popular story.
Yeah.
And then he was speaking some positive energy, some
into them.
Good stuff.
I like this song
immediately. And then the more I listened to the EP,
and Tinu did a wonderful job.
Yes.
And there's this thing she was doing with the voice, My motivation.
Yeah.
The people. I really like stuff like
solid
that.
Solid stuff.
I like stuff
so
like
yes,
that.
So yes, well, as a hip hop guy, I like Fierce. I like
Who
is Lakon. I didn't get to know who is Lakon until later. I was jamming.
Who is Lakon is hardcore.
Hardcore.
He was just at it, like he was just going
at it.
It
was like an introduction. You really want to know me? This is who I am. I am the guy. I am the regular guy. I am this. I am that. So, I think he did well with that project. Like I said, it was calculated.
Yeah.
Let me put my best shots. Let me feature Reminis. Let me feature Chinkwekun. Let me put all I can, something solid that people can listen to into this, and then find a way to promote it. And then, which is a creative way too. Of course, it's not easy for, it might not be easy for every upcoming artist to get a chance to be top 20 housemates selected for Big Brother.
Yeah.
But then, I'm sure he made some moves, and then he was determined to say, let's go for this. And say,
yeah, big upstream, big upstream.
I wouldn't be surprised if we have, because this wasn't exactly the, I don't know how popular it was for upcoming artists to be
on
the house.
Yeah.
I know Teddy was, was an artist, and stop that. And then maybe, but now I definitely know that next year, just watch out for upcoming artists at the centers where they do auditions. Because this is a prime example, and looking forward, it looks like all is, you know, is good news from here for Lakon, because you have, I saw a tweet yesterday where Wayward Guy, TG Omori, he said Lakon sent me money. And I'd like to believe that there's something going on.
Yeah, maybe a video coming
shoot
up.
A few videos.
There's no video for Hip Hop Parade, right? I know it's only Fierce that has
there's
a video
for Fierce.
But I don't know if there's a video for Hip Hop Parade.
So, yes.
It'd be solid if you get a video for Hip Hop Parade.
Lakon,
immediately.
Drop him some more videos. Do a new project in 2021 or late this year.
Yeah.
Let the fan base buy this music.
Personally,
they are ready to buy.
Personally, I think you should.
People
just
are ready to listen to you.
I think you should just go all out with this.
So
EP for
I
now.
Definitely know, because he's a hungry guy. The way I don't mean hungry, but he's hungry for this success. He's hungry for this music. He particularly.
I'm thinking somebody's going to cut that part. You said he's a hungry guy.
That's their problem. So yes, indeed. Baba is ready to go all in into music, and I want to see a Tenny feature, a possibly Two-Face feature, Peruzzi approach anybody.
I want to see something with Fireboy too.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to sound, but I just want to see something
but
with Fireboy.
I know Fireboy is an exclusive artist, so to speak. It doesn't feature just anybody.
Yeah, but like actually I said, I would like to see something with Fireboy too, because I feel like Fireboy would give him a new, you know, vibe, a new audience too, because I know there are particular people that they are. Fireboy has a cult following.
Yeah.
There are people that district.
Some of these new artists have like a cult following. Rema, Oxlade, who else? Johnny Drill. Maybe not cult following.
Yeah, but like
loyal fans, Chiki, and all of those. So let's look at
the sampling,
because people will want us to prove properly that indeed
Hip Hop Ray was sampled.
Hip Hop Ray by Lakon.
I really sampled
Hip Hop Ray by Naughty by Nate.
But this is one of the episodes I feel like we don't even need to say too much.
Because
about the sampling, because the sampling is already like is evident.
It sounds like very minimal, because when you listen to Hip Hop Ray by Lakon, you can hear Fuji vibes. You can hear
there's
rap. Yes,
yeah,
you can
it's
hear
cool.
Fuji vibes. You can hear Owambe vibes.
But you hear.
It'd be hard for you to connect that to
this is Hip Hop Ray. That's nothing by nature's hip hop. Ray. People listen to it, and that's why we just, this is one of those samples that we know that we don't need to say too much. As I said earlier,
yeah,
it's just straight up, you just listen and you'll be like, this is where it was sampled. But I really like the fact that, you know, we said something about something, the concept of the song, that we don't know whether we should call that a sample, because, but we're still having an argument about that. We don't know whether there's a line there, because when you want to take a song, maybe for example like Hip Hop Parade,
yeah,
and you use the same concept of rap these guys used to approach it, because the Hip Hop Parade song
rap on
concept for Naughty by Nature,
yeah,
was talking about, you know, like, we are the hip hop guys,
yeah,
we're here, and we're talking about what we get as hip hop guys. So like, I'm representing the hip hop culture,
yeah,
and I'm also saying these are one of the pluses of being with the hip hop culture, which is like getting the girls, the cars, and, you know, all the good things that comes with it. Everything, yeah, positive stuff that comes with it. We're going to talk about the album. I can't wait for us to talk about that particular album and the song itself
by
Naughty by Nature. And Hip Hop Ray by Lekan almost has the same concept idea too. I'm representing the hip hop culture. Like, yeah, you need to know that
you
this
have
is
to
hip-hop.
Dance to this.
You have to dance, but this, I'm giving you the new Hip Hop Ray vibe. But I need to see, for somebody that is an upcoming artist, that sounded like he was
a genius move.
Yeah, like, it sounded like he knew exactly what he was doing, and the sound was, you know, there are some songs you just listen to and you know this is a banger.
Yeah, yeah.
Like one of the songs that we just played recently, probably talk about the songs later on. You just listen to a song and you're like, this song is going to go far.
Yeah.
You just need the right publicity and marketing.
And then when you have good speakers and the song
drops, you said good speakers,
and it bangs, you know, this is the vibe.
Catch yourself.
So yes, indeed, Naughty by Nature, briefly.
Naughty by Nature, Vin Rock, Treach, DJ KG.
This song, we already talked about concept.
Yeah.
Similar concept.
Yeah.
Good songs. Flow on just those two lines.
I don't think flow.
The flow on the verses.
Yeah, but like,
but the flow on the hook, a part of it was used.
Yeah, similar
on Lekan's song.
Yes.
Is that heavy sampling? No.
No, it's not heavy sampling. It's just proper
just
sampling.
A little bite.
I like to call this proper sampling because you're taking a part of the song that you know is very good, turning it to yours. That's what sampling is all about. So I wouldn't call it heavy sampling. Heavy sampling would be maybe taking two or three lines or four lines and saying it again a certain way, but
the same
way. Just taking the chorus and doing it a unique way, not the same way that people are used to.
For Lekan, who is obviously a young man,
what do you think, caught up with it?
Hip Hop Rave.
Come on, Hip Hop Rave was a big song.
How big was it? At what point did Hip Hop Rave stop being a big song?
Hip Hop Rave was a big song till 2019.
Are you for real?
I'll tell you why.
Now, listen.
In the Yankee Stadium in the US, each time a home run is hit, they used to play Hip Hop Rave.
But it wasn't as popular as it was in the early years.
But it's one of those songs that is significant to the hip hop culture.
Yes,
you really have songs that have hip hop as the name of the song. So like, as an hip hop person, you think of a couple of songs.
And in fact, people who are not exactly hip hop persons,
exactly,
that's like the go to song when we need a hip hop song.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are those guys? Just
true,
speak.
True. So
that's like the face of the.
I was even going to talk about the stuff like, if you're trying to get into the hip hop like vibe and everything, there are a couple of songs you listen to. And don't forget, Naughty by Nature were big in Nigeria, very big. You hear people like Burna say stuff like that. Even me, I can attest to that. Naughty by Nature were very big. I'm talking about songs like OPP. I mean, this was OPP was second album, Naughty by Nature, the album Naughty by Nature, self-titled. So then you had the 1993, and then you had the one after. Every album was
a hit.
Yeah, a hit, big one.
Let's play the two songs. We play Lekan first, yeah.
Yeah,
and we play Lekan
first, and then
we'll
play
featuring who? Deshino. Let's not forget Deshino.
Yeah.
Shout out to Deshino.
Shout out to Deshino.
Lekan featuring Deshino. We listen to Hip Hop Ray, and then we play the song we believe it came from. Obviously, Naughty by Nature, Hip Hop Ray.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Scani, sir.
Emi o ma fa fa veni kakun ya. Shebi na dem get your mouth to make dem talk. I go do my thing, I go see you at the top. Yeah.
for the branding. They say why to the rap, no they want me. Put the CD on the map, it's on IG. Hey, I'm on C-level, set the rap, sorry, go, 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 ya do. And more rap, money know the show muscle. But I switch anyhow, I'm a rap model like this. Hip hop, Ure, and all that. You feeling the boy and you just wanna know the rapper. They don't say we there forever. They don't say the way how they rap, it be getting better. Oh yeah, hip hop, Ure, and all that. I don't say you just wanna know the rapper. Hey, hey, you don't say we there forever. They don't say the way how they rap.
Hip hop, Ure, the way we rap can say big it today. This is hip hop, Ure, the way we rap can say to back today.
Welcome back to the Sample Access Podcast. You just listened to Lekan with Hip Hop Ray, and then you listened to the Naughty by Nature's version to... Naughty by Nature is the original version. No, I was about to get lost there. Naughty by Nature is the original version, and then you listen to Lekan sampling. And that's about 1993 to 2020. That's a long time, over 27 years difference. That's amazing. The fact that music would do so much after a very long time. Although, you know, I just said recently that till 2019 they used to play it, but that was big for the US people. But you know, Nigerians, as I said earlier, there was one time that Nigerians, we were into the American culture, and we'd always love sounds from them. Anybody that listened to the radio back then, even I'm talking about the early 2000s now, 2001, 2003, would play back to back old school sound as new sounds. It wasn't because we were lagging behind in terms of sounds, but we just wanted people to, you know, it was the vibe, you know. Nothing but a G-thing. I'm not sure that song played on radio though.
Maybe
I don't think
not,
so.
But it was big.
Maybe not, but it was big. It was big in a way, because everybody knew, everybody that was supposed to be a hip hop guy, you know, wearing the big baggy shorts, the Timberlands, you say, ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. But moving on, Naughty by Nature, yeah, Naughty by Nature, big. After their sophomore album, they needed something. Now, a lot of people don't say this, but we need to give Naughty by Nature props, because when you think about it, Naughty by Nature is one of the few groups that actually had back to back hits in terms of albums. Because after
how long was their run?
How good was their run? They went on from 1989, till about 95, because they won a Grammy in 95 for their album. And It wasn't this album though. The album that won in 1995 was the album after 1903.
Yeah.
So but even 1903, that was a solid album, was also nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
That's how good they were. So after the first album, which was Independent Leaders, they needed something to be, you know, more solid, and they came up with Naughty by Nature, that self-titled album in 1991, that was big, where we had OPP.
Mm.
And OPP was big for a very long time. OPP was big until maybe 94. It's rare for you to have hip hop songs that would go 4 or 5 years and they are still playing them on radio.
By the way, active. Naughty by Nature is a group of three, yeah?
Yeah, three. Vin Rock.
But when Burna Boy DJ featured KG. Them, when Burna Boy featured people. Them, only two people, right?
Yeah, because we have only two rappers.
The other person
DJ KG is a producer.
So it's a necessity because last time we talked about the Fugees.
Yeah.
There was a time we talked about
Praz with the rap.
So is it like a thing where you have one person in the background? Not
yes,
exactly.
Run DMC. Same thing.
Oh, really?
Yes. One DJ, two rappers. Sugar Hill Band. One DJ, four rappers.
Best believe Maintain copied from those guys.
Yeah. You see,
one big dub. One big dub in the background.
Yeah.
Two Musketeers.
No, but you still call them three Musketeers because they are doing the same job. If you listen to the 1903, that album was solid. You know, I know people used to say this thing, and I'm going to like go against them right now. If you don't listen to Naughty by Nature's song, don't say they sound the same way. I know people have this thing of, you listen to OPP, listen to Jamboree, listen to the popular songs that people know very well. You know, It's On It, songs like that. They'll say, they almost sound the same way. No, listen to a body of work. It's just because you love that particular sound. That's why those songs blow up more than usual. You know how it is, like Burna Boy, for example. Burna Boy, you cannot say Burna Boy sounds one way.
No.
But there are some people that love a Burna Boy, a way of Burna Boy. Boy, yeah.
The Soke Burna Boy,
yeah.
The Ye Burna Boy,
yeah. The 23 Burna Boy, yeah.
And then you can flip it and go to Dongogon,
yeah.
You can flip it and do one that more.
Like to party. So, Naughty by Nature being really big as they were in the 1990s, it made sense that they were going to be one of those artists that would stand the test of time, because they had records that people would listen over and over again. Like looking at it, as I was saying that first time, I said we have few rap artists that did the back-to-back thing, like after each album was better than the last. That's what they did. Because thinking about it, like, you know, have Independent Leaders in 1989, had Naughty by Nature in 1991, 1993. That was a solid album in 93. I think they waited. Well,
this is their biggest song, obviously.
Off the album, yes.
Ever.
Ah.
Yes.
There's Jamboree.
Maybe.
There's OPP.
Jamboree is. Maybe that.
Easy.
Maybe that.
And they have other songs too that are some particular groups affiliate with.
Mm.
For someone like me, I would think OPP is their biggest song.
Me, I like Jamboree.
Jamboree is a jam.
That's to be the one I can relate to.
Jamboree is a jam.
I can remember childhood, maybe playing
at
the party. That's like the song I got to know. And then it slaps different. So it slaps
obviously
very hard.
Jamboree is one of those songs.
What is Naughty by Nature's place in the history of hip hop or indie?
There's no way I'm going to call rap groups, rap artists that have done it and have been there, done that. These guys won a Grammy Award in 95. 95 was a solid year for rap people, because rap guys, the rap artists, you had hip hop was, that was one of the years that hip hop was banging, because from 93 down to 99 or 90, that's when we had real hip hop, because people were going hard, you know, doing quality stuff. You had the Tupacs, you had the Biggies, so for you to coop an album at that time, it was a big deal.
The
95,
sound,
Poverty's Paradise, major stuff.
They sound a little older than the Nas generation, but of course they were kicking.
Yeah, no, but they were kicking it too.
Nas came out maybe 94 or thereabout.
Yeah,
94, 95. Jay Z out 95, 96, but they had this fresher sound.
Mm.
The Naughty by Nature guys, bigger OGs than the Tupac Biggie set.
Not bigger OGs. They were like, you call them the same. They have the same setup. They are the same guys.
They were
guys.
The same generation.
Yeah.
If you listen to a song like Dead Presidents or the entire Reasonable Doubt album by Jay-Z, the sound, hip hop was sounding different, a little laid back, and I don't know, kind of a little more elite than what you would hear on OPP.
Yeah.
OPP sounds like a rough sound.
Yeah.
Like, I think,
but the roughness,
what I think I'm trying to say is, I can connect Naughty by Nature sound more to the Grandmaster Flash set.
Yeah, you know why?
Because it's kind of rough.
You know why? Because
the Nas and Jay-Z sets kind of brought this fresh guy sound into hip-hop.
Thing is, if we look at it too from a certain vibe, it's like when rap started in 1980, it had the raw sound, you know. Mm-hmm. You wanted to hear the DJ do chicka chicka chicka. You wanted to hear the
Public Enemy.
Yeah, you want to hear, fight the power. You know, there's always
there's
weird
rough
vibe. Yeah, there has to
energy.
Be rough energy. And for a while, it was kind of like digressing because people were now doing gangster rap. Mm-hmm. It was first cool, just rhyming, then it became gangster rap. Then it became the guys that were doing, you know, they wanted to sound hardcore. The Wu-Tang Clan, you know, coming around, these guys, they would drop 8 bars, like 10, 15 people on the track. They're talking about tracks that are 9, 10 minutes long. And you're like, whoa, what's
Everybody's
going on? The next person is better than last. Dropping stuff like
nobody's
that.
Nobody's slacking.
Nobody's slacking. Everybody's, you know, you being the last on the track is because your bars are harder. Yeah, you are the best on that record.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Every record, everybody's different. Hmm. So stuff like that. And the Naughty by Nature guys came in with a bit of fresh air. You know, everybody was doing rah, rah, rah. And then these guys just come and they're like, OPP, I can't explain it. You know, like, they're like, hey, what's going on?
Cute stuff.
Yeah, it's like supposed to be cute. Like, why are you being cute? This is a rap,
still,
man.
Like I said, they still sounded a bit too...
Yeah, but they're from the Bronx. They had to sound like that.
And then Jay-Z came with this triple flow on Dead President. But Jay-Z's sound on Reasonable Doubt was this fresh hip-hop sound. Different from Naughty by Nature.
Yeah.
What's the difference between that generation?
I don't think there's much difference because when you look up Naughty by Nature's major album was 91, and Jay-Z became eminent or started becoming known as at like 95. So it was just 4 years. So I just think it's just, you know, I told you something about rap sounding different. These guys are from different places.
Yeah.
You know, when you're from Compton, you sound like Compton people. When you're from the Bronx, sound like you're from the Bronx. When you're from like main place, like the cool places in New York, you're from the cool places in New York. You know, you sound different. So these guys have their cultures.
So even in the same generation,
you have different sounds.
Different
like
sounds.
I mean, like the time when Naughty by Nature were releasing songs, Tupac was releasing songs too. Naughty by Nature and Tupac's sounds, they were different.
Different.
But they're rap. I mean, Tupac released "What You Gonna Do Do for Love." I'm just gonna rap. I can see me from the start, got me so many lessons. And then Naughty by Nature's coming, another jam. So there's this, it's like, I think they were the hip hop guy.
Yeah.
Not hip hop. Hip-hop, although you can't argue they are pure
can't
hip-hop.
Disrespect their
no, you can't disrespect
that's
them.
That's that on Naughty by Nature. This is like the second time I'm
talking about
Naughty
that's how big they are, because
the last time around it was what song?
It was OPP and
where
the special
sampled,
edition ABC.
Yeah,
and in this song, Hip-Hop Ray, for us to know as well, they sampled 5 different songs.
To put that song together.
We're talking about Funky President by James Brown. That was done in 1974 from the album Reality. We had Don't Change Your Love by 5-Star Steps. I know those guys very well because I'm an old soul, obviously. 1968, Our Family Portrait. Good album too, if you're like into old music, classical stuff, listen to that. And Isley Brothers, which is kind of like the main base of the hip-hop ray song. That's like the original hip-hop ray, because they were credited as writers. I told you that from the song Make Me Say It Again Girl, you would hear the medley, the rhythm that they used in hip-hop ray from that song.
Please identify the genres they picked the influences from.
Oh, okay, yeah. Funky President, that's funk, obviously, from the name Funky President. Don't Change Your Love by 5-Star Steps, that is pure jivey music. But because it was the 60s, you wouldn't call it jivey music. Although it was the jivey music for that time, so we'll call it 60s classic black music.
Thank you.
Yeah. Then Make Me Say It Again, 1975. Obviously, it was in the disco era, but this was so amazing. So I'm sure the moment you heard it too, I remember when you heard it, this is so immediately. Then we have Sylvia Stripling with the song You Can't Turn Me Away. That was just a very small snippet, so I don't really want to talk about it like that. And then the last one was Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. That's like electronic funk in 1986.
In the process of making that hip-hop race song,
yeah,
are we saying, or are you saying, that they sat together, listened to this different sound, and they started plotting?
It's like the song was produced, the beats were made by DJ KG and Eazy-E For people who don't know, Eazy was part of NWA, the Big Guys, Brothers with Attitude, for reasons best known to us. So, like, yeah, Eazy too wasn't, he wasn't like the greatest, you know,
rapper,
but like he had he had sense of what music should sound like. DJ KG on the record, I think DJ KG said one part, the song before Hip Hop Ray, because Hip Hop Ray was the second song. DJ KG was talking to somebody, I think V-Rock, and saying, I got a record, I got something I'm working on, you guys have to listen to this. So I'm sure they sat down, obviously, this guy's listening to classical music. You know what it is for you to take a song from 1968 and merge, and people still do it to today. That's the power of sampling. So even the songs that were saying sampled Hip Hop Ray itself is a sample.
So how did they share the royalties? Now,
and the royalties majorly went to, for this one, the royalties majorly went to Isley Brothers.
Let's flip that or segue quickly into Simi Sola doing a song titled Hip Hop Ray as well.
Hip Hop Ray now.
This is Owambe Hip Hop Ray.
Yeah, Owambe Hip Hop Ray.
Nigerian type. Just before we explore Simi Sola album and the song Hip Hop Ray sampling Naughty by Nature, Simi and Lakon in Nigeria picking influences from Naughty by Nature, 27 years apart or 25 years apart,
24 and 27.
Naughty by Nature on the same song also sampling from like 30 years before that.
Yes.
What does that tell us about the generations of music from 60s all the way down?
It just means that all music
is going to continue like that.
It's going to continue like that. Music has a root, and that root remains. The same way everybody says black people started music. I'm one of those people that believe that black people started music. Because if I want to expose some artists, like I used to say in every episode, they would steal from black artists. Even the white guys, the blues, the rhythm and blues guys, they stole from black artists. Some of them. Even the most popular ones stole from them. So, it's just transitioning. You know, 68, 70s, 80s. The jive sound we had in the 80s was an opposite approach of what was done in the 70s, which was disco. The songs we had in the 90s, which started with the New Jack Swing in 1988, was also using the idea of the older songs to merge them together to make that sound. Then the 90s came rap. Rap came from disco. You get, so all this, there's a link. There's always a link. And I saw, we already had a couple of songs like that, because we know one particular song. I can't talk about the song now because we're going to do it one time, maybe in the next season, that we have the same song sampled another song, that song sampled another song, and that song sampled another song.
Three generations.
That's three generations. So three generations of the same sound. And when you hear each sound, you're like, wow.
Solid.
They changed the, you know, the, that's why sampling is beautiful.
Solid.
Yeah, moving on to Simi Sola.
Simi's Simi Sola album. We can call that self-titled, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Self-titled.
That's self-titled.
That's her name.
Yeah.
2017 album, largely produced by Oscar. Has to be one of her most successful albums in recent times.
I think it is, though.
I actually wrote something about that. You know, I'm not a music reviewer, but I was so touched.
Oh, you wrote something about
it? I wrote like a little review.
Oh, wow.
Because I was so into the album.
I listened to
Remind Me.
A lot of samples on that album. Great body of work. I think that was the first album I knew.
Original Baby. Remix later done with Two-Face Idibia, I Masiko.
Yeah.
She did one special song with Adekunle Go, Take Me Back. So the album was a full album.
Yes.
I was exploring, I was listening again like 2 days ago, and I'm like, yo, these are hit songs.
Yeah.
Doing big numbers on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then this particular song we are talking about, Hip Hop Hooray, is a dance song. Again, trying to tell you that this is Hip Hop Hooray. The same concept in the original Naughty by Nature song. Of course, Simi must have been around. Obviously, she was around when this song was popping, and we would like to believe she picked influences from Naughty by Nature.
I know artists, like especially Nigerian artists, people don't sample an artist you don't really love,
or you don't know.
So she must have been big on Naughty by Nature. She might have been one of those, you know.
And by the way, Simi is
young girls that really love
hip hop.
Yeah, she's one of those.
There's a particular video where she was rapping J. Cole. And it's like she was dropping bars.
Yeah, see, so
I still have a, you know, I
really do not think, I think any,
I wish
musician,
she could rap, like, think, do a rap song for the,
I really
concert.
Think I think every artist should listen to all genres of music.
Yeah.
Because inspiration can come from anywhere.
It's like Nas new album King's Disease. There's a particular song where he said, there's no rap song on my playlist.
Wow.
There's a bar where he said, there's no rap song on my playlist.
Wow. So that's understandable,
jazz,
though.
You talk about Nas, you perform sometimes, he will play a Beethoven song, a Beethoven bite
symphony.
Symphony before performing a particular song.
Beethoven symphony. That's a Beethoven symphony.
Flip sounds.
That's the idea, basically. You look at stuff like
other influences,
listen to wide range of music. So I'm not surprised that Simi knows. I mean, you said it, Simi is big on hip hop. So I'm not surprised at all. Simi is one of those artists that I feel like she's well put together. Let me use that word. Because there was a time she started learning how to make beats.
Yeah.
Master songs.
She's like a pro on the gig now. She's big on that.
I mean, that's
she
really
mixed,
cool.
Mixed and mastered. I'm not sure if I'm right, but she mixed and mastered the entire Adekunle Gold album, the first album.
Wow.
Yeah. I think
there was a time she was producing for a while too.
Yeah.
So that's big.
And then backup vocals.
I like her a lot.
We can't talk about Simi without talking about the arguably 2020's biggest song. You don't know.
Which 2020's biggest song?
What is the biggest song in 2020, Nelson?
For me.
Not for you, for everybody.
I don't know.
How come you don't know? Think about it, I'll give you 10 minutes. What is your biggest song in 2020? Biggest Nigerian song in 2020?
Biggest Nigerian song in 2020?
Yeah.
Let's wow, play. I'm puzzled.
Is it like you don't listen to Nigerian songs?
I listen to Nigerian songs
now. So what's up?
How come I don't know Nigerian biggest
song? Just say one and then I'll correct you. What's the biggest song in 2020?
Biggest song in 2020? Yeah, 2020. Ah.
Ah, man. Nah, this is... ladies and gentlemen, I would like to disown this one. I don't know him from A down. I've never seen him before.
No.
But just give us one song.
What song? Biggest Nigerian song.
No, some popular songs.
Burna did it for me.
What song?
Burna 23.
23 cannot be the biggest song in 2020.
For
it came
me.
Out 2 months ago.
Yeah, 23 for me.
For you, okay. That's the biggest Nigerian song on your playlist.
That's
of course, Nigerians don't agree. I don't agree. I love 23 as a song.
Yeah.
One of the top three songs I love from the album. But you're
what
saying
song is it?
You don't know the biggest song of 2020. And we're talking about Simi. Duduke is the biggest song of 2020.
I don't think Duduke is the biggest song of 2020.
What do you mean by that?
No, I do not.
What's
think
the
so.
Biggest song of 2020?
I don't think Duduke is the biggest
song. What
would
be?
I don't
okay,
think
give,
so.
Give me top five. Nelson's top five songs.
Yeah, Duduke will make my top three. Okay. But it will be the biggest song of 2020.
What's the biggest song then? If he makes top three, then I'm justified.
I don't think it's Duduke though.
Gang.
Yes, that's what I think is the biggest song of 2020.
I think Duduke was bigger. It cuts across.
I don't think so.
Wider range of.
I don't think so.
Then people can.
We just probably we just really like the Duduke song.
How long did
Gang was Gang's, so good? Gang had a remix.
Yes.
I was going to say my. I didn't want to say
Duduke did not have a remix. But it was that big. Gang had three remixes or two remixes.
Let me say
Instagram challenges and all the challenge. Shout out to Mayok.
Yes.
That song is top five or top three songs. Yeah. Top three biggest songs this year. But for Duduke, one song to do numbers on YouTube.
How many months?
For months it was on radio. For weeks it was on.
I know you play the song on radio like all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying like.
But I still don't want to think. I know Duduke was big. But do you think when we wrap up the year, I want to call the best songs of the year?
Yeah.
Do you think Duduke will make
most
top three, top four?
What's left? What's the criteria? What do you want to look at? In a song that
because was, I mean like looking at Nigerian guys looking at Nigerian guys now, the biggest artist of the year so far would be
Burna Boy,
Mayokun, Fireboy, Davido. Yeah.
Okay.
You have called four artists.
Simi,
there's no way
is top 10 artists in 2020.
Top 10.
Yes.
Okay, I said top 10. That's why I said
because Restless EP is coming shortly.
I said, I already called, don't forget Omali.
Hold on a second.
Bad Influence.
Let's not mix because we don't always agree on lists.
Yeah,
we're
true.
We're talking about top
true.
Five songs in Nigeria in 2020.
Yes.
You have mentioned Gang.
Yes.
Definitely mix.
I think 23 for me is the biggest song of the
23.
Year. 23. No. Let me not say the biggest song of the year. 23 is the best song of the year I've seen so far for me.
For you. Let's just manage. Let's put it as a contender because we know it's not top five.
Yeah, we know. Way too big is even bigger than 23.
We have mentioned Gang, Duduke, 23. Let's put two more.
Was
Fireboy, did he have a top five Nigerian song this year?
Nah, Omali.
Is Bad Influence the biggest from that album?
Lo or You?
Damn, I like them more.
Nah.
Which is why these things are hard to.
I think is Don't forget, open the Maserati. It's just doing came in, big it numbers.
Came in October, nah. Came in September.
Hey, but it's already doing big numbers.
I don't put your hand.
Okay, okay, okay. It's true.
The guy was in chat for because of 10 weeks.
Longevity. I mean.
Yeah, and it's a good Nigerian.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to accept.
You agree? Everybody agrees.
I agree. I think. I
even
think,
if you don't agree, because of Dejari.
I think Dejari.
Because of Dejari.
I think so. About
you know what? That song is so powerful.
Yeah.
And I respect.
Dejari means what exactly?
The Duke is Yoruba's trying to sing your heartbeat.
Oh, I thought somebody thought it was pregnancy or something.
Yeah, the Duke means when your heart is beating.
Okay.
You try to mimic that sound.
Okay, Duke.
And it's actually a melody in a way.
Oh.
So if you want to do fast beat, so yeah, something like that. So yeah, I like to believe that's the biggest song in Nigeria in 2020. So yeah, Simisola album Hip Hop Hooray, sampled by Naughty.
She sampled Naughty by Nature.
Sampled Naughty by Nature, Hip Hop Hooray. We'd like you to listen and confirm. If you don't agree, please let us know. But of course, it's
clear. It is what it is. She sampled them. I'm sure it's even part of the
credits
for the song. And she sampled them.
Do they write all those credits?
Yeah, she has to write those credits now.
If she doesn't write it, what's the problem?
There's a lot of problem.
So are you saying every other artist dropping an album? Now I can agree with you because this is a record label business.
Yes, record label stuff.
Extreme music.
It's different from a boy on the come up trying to do a song.
But if you're an artist, you have to.
For an artist, you are doing. Come on. We talked about Shodem Camp recently. Shodem Camp took a sound off Two Shots, In Case You Never Know. They did an entire song on it. They could have easily not credited him. They could have just told him, yo, it's fine. But they put it in him.
He can cause problem in the future.
Yes, now. Yes, it would.
So, yes, indeed, people clear their samples.
Yeah, you have to clear it now.
Especially if you have a record label. And then, speaking of the same Simisola album, I Masiko, a sample of...
That's a song I personally love.
Ebenezer Obey. And Ebenezer Obey was featured on that video.
Yeah, last part of the video.
Just like the name was praying. Talked about.
Yeah, Patti LaBelle. And even in this Hip Hop Raid too, I think a couple of appearances too.
Yeah.
I think maybe I actually brought something with that.
That's cool stuff when, you know...
You rap and you let the rap go all the way.
To the person who made the magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely have to talk about my best song on the Simisola album, Complete Me. It's an amazing love song.
Huh.
Complete Me is an amazing love. I love that song. And I don't know. That album has Owambe vibes. There's a song titled Owambe. There is I Masiko, which is like a positive song, a prayer song.
I love all of Simi's songs
there
on
is
album. Jorumi, all of Simi's
there
songs
is
on
Smile
album.
For Me. There is
Smile For Me.
Solid.
That's an amazing.
Shout out to Oscar. Oscar produced a lot of
You see why I say
album.
You see why I say that? You see why I say that this is Simi's best album so far?
Yeah, I think
every song is a hit back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
Every song. You don't skip that album.
There's no bad song.
If you can't skip an album, the album is
original baby.
Yeah.
There's Angelina. Angelina is a reggae vibe. You need to listen and I mean that album has, you know, Niger music.
I know at least 70% of that album.
R&B has the type of R&B that could sell in the US, has the type of R&B that could sell in Nigeria. Very well put together. We look forward to Simi's next project, Restless 2, the EP. And of course, she dropped Almost Shirley Champagne last year. Did well too. Duduke is, like I said, the biggest song of the year. If you don't agree, that's not my problem. And yes, indeed. Nelson, let's do a recap of production credits.
All right, so the production credits for Lakon featuring Deshino, Hip Hop Ray was produced by Echo the Guru. I like to call him Echo the Great because his work is magnificent. And we're talking about also Simi's Hip Hop Ray was produced by Oscar. And then Naughty by Nature Hip Hop Ray was produced by DJ KG and Eazy-E. So that's a great one. Naughty by Nature was released 1992, Hip Hop Ray 2017, that's the one by Simi, and Lakon featuring Deshino, The Year of Our Lord 2020.
The year of COVID. You can follow us on social media, Boyega_Adeoya on Twitter, find me on Facebook, Boyega_Adeoya. Nelson, drop your...
Alright, yeah, so you can follow me up on Twitter at NWAENIE N, and on Instagram at NWAENIE.Nelson.
We'll see you next time on the Sample Access Podcast.
Peace!
Break it, you want to break it down. You want to break it down. There's a time for the hustle. There's a time for the chilo. Oh yeah, call up bubble. Because body don't be machine. No forgetting your ginger. You better bring your body. No forgetting your lover. You better tell your baby. We be grooving like say. Today we get holiday. If they ask you waiting there, oh, tell them you say hip hop rain. Hip hop rain till the sun come down. Hip hop rain. Wave your hands in the air. Time for the bedu. Oh, while I am a badu. No darling, please no fronting. You go follow me, make we the jolly. Oh, no forgetting your ginger. You better bring your body. No forgetting your lover. You better tell your baby. We be grooving like say. Today we get holiday. If they ask you waiting there, oh, tell them you say hip hop rain. Hip hop rain till the sun come down. Hip hop rain. Wave your hands in the air. Hip hop rain under the rain. Tell everybody say we go there. Hip hop rain. Hip hop rain. Hip hop rain. Don't let nobody get in your way. We gonna dance the whole night away. Shebo she like oh mashalaye, oh mashalaye. Hip hop rain. We gonna dance the whole night away. Hip hop re o, ibadure. Shebo she fe ko mashalaye se, mashalaye o. Don't forget your ginger. Don't forget your lover o. If they ask